4,900 youth ATVs recalled after 6-year-old dies from crash. California-based Lil Pickup Incorporated is recalling around 4,900 youth all-terrain vehicles sold across the United States, citing the risk of serious injury or death due to burn and crash hazards, the Consumer Product Safety Commission said in an April 23 statement. The recall is applicable to ATVs sold under the model names Rex 110 and Sierra 110. Some ATVs were branded under the names Motitech, OFFROAD Mall, Extreme, and Singles. These vehicles failed to comply with the mandatory federal ATV safety standards, thereby risking harm to users. The youth ATVs failed to meet the maximum speed limitations for ATVs intended for children ages 6 and older. The mechanical suspension fails to comply with safety requirements, and the throttle may get stuck during use, all of which pose a crash hazard, CPSC said. Additionally, the ATV's footwell surfaces can reach high temperatures, posing a risk of severe burns, it said. CPSC has received a death report involving Rex 110. The incident, which occurred in 2025, resulted in a 6-year-old boy dying from a crash while driving with a passenger. Manufactured in Vietnam, the ATVs were sold online and in stores via Texas Star DBA Flying Scooter, Odes USA, Tool Store Go-Kart Shop, Cougar Cycle, Vitachi Motorcycles, BV Power Sports, Triple J Imports, Offroad Mall, and other retailers. Rex 110 ATVs were sold between January 2023 and November 2025, while Sierra 110 ATVs were distributed from January 2024 through January this year. The vehicles were sold for between $600 and $800. Consumers should stop using the recalled youth ATVs immediately and contact Lil Pickup for a full refund, CPSC said. Consumers should go to www.lilpickup.us to register for the recall and receive instructions on how to return the recalled ATVs, which includes free ATV pickup and transportation. On its website, Lil Pickup said that consumers with queries about the recall can contact the company at 951-245-5663. The company said that both Rex 110 and Sierra 110 ATVs are strictly designed and labeled for a single operator only. Carrying a passenger significantly alters the vehicle's stability and is not permitted. The Epoch Times contacted Lil Pickup for comment, but did not receive a response by publication time. In a safety awareness post, CPSC warned consumers using ATVs to understand the risks posed by and safety measures of these vehicles. The dangers of riding off-highway vehicles are real and include overturning, collisions, and occupant ejection. OHVs include ATVs and other types of vehicles. According to a May 2024 report from CPSC, the agency's staff was notified of 2,448 deaths associated with OHVs between 2018 and 2020, with ATVs accounting for 1,643 deaths. There was a 33% increase in OHV-related deaths reported to CPSC for 2020 compared to 2019, from 744 to 990, the report said. The most common fatality hazards associated with OHV-related deaths were overturns and collisions. OHV occupants were frequently ejected in these types of incidents. In 2025, an accident involving an ATV in Alabama ended up killing 2 adults and injuring 7 children. The individuals riding the vehicle were not wearing harnesses or restraints. Earlier in 2023, 4 individuals died in Washington after the ATV they were riding on rolled over and burst into flames. In a September 2022 policy statement, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommended that no child younger than 16 years of age should operate or ride as a passenger on an ATV. This is the consensus-based best practice for preventing pediatric ATV-related deaths and injuries. Children younger than 6 years old have extremely limited physical, cognitive, and mental maturity. As such, allowing them to operate an ATV would be considered a particularly irresponsible and dangerous choice. For children who are qualified to ride, they should undergo formal ATV safety training before being allowed to operate the vehicle. Make sure youth wear other protective gear in addition to a helmet, including a face shield or goggles, long sleeves, long pants, over-the-ankle boots, and gloves, AAP said.